One that's unplugged thing.
There's two. This one's Lance.
Last time we began discussing the sugya of Dishal Akar Dishal. And even though we haven't yet distinguished, as we will in a moment, between Dabar Yavish and Dabar Lach, our remarks last time, minimally, were directed to Dishal Akar Dishal of the Dabar Yavish. We had noted the difficulty in understanding Lashon Rambam Parakas Halacha Gimel that has a formulation of Pater that gives you the impression that even if you engage in Bishal Akar Bishal of a Darish and Espashal called Sarfo, that it will still be Aser Midar Banan. And we noted, among other suggestions in understanding the Rambam, the position of the Avnei Nezer, that the Issa Derabanan here is not an initial Issa Derabanan, but a Hatzara Issa Derabanan. We know that that might be a little bit difficult because that's not the context of the Rambam here in Parakas. So as far as Bishal, Akavishal concern, according to that understanding, once this is Vashik Hatzara, there's no more Issa Bishal, but there's still maybe an Issa Derabanan of Hatzara. I found subsequent to last year that the Minchas Kohen, 200 years before the Avnei Nezer, says the same thing. For those of you who learned this or had already, you probably encountered the Minchas Kohen on Tarobes. The Minchas Kohen is a contemporary of the Chacham Tzvi in the 1600s, who was a Rav. The Chacham Tzvi started off in Altoona, in Aho, and then made his way to Amsterdam. And the Minchas Kohen, around the same time, started in Amsterdam, and then he became a Rav in Hamburg. Avram Kohen Pimentel, late 1600s, I guess. So he has a three-part work. Minchas Kohen, one part is on Tarovis, one part is on Benish Moshe, one part is on Amir Lenachri and Shehiya Afsara Bishal. It's a very pleasant read. The style of writing is something you'd be more accustomed to see in a later work. So the Minchas Kohen makes the same point. He understands the Rambam in the same way as we saw in the Avnei Nezer. And Rabbi Kark also understands the Rambam in the same way without quoting either the Minchas Kohen or the Avnei Nezer. He just presents it that way as a Dabar Pashut, that shot in the Rambam. Okay, be that as it may, what we explained previously, at least as far as Bishal Afra Bishal, the Dabar Yavesh goes, is that Lahalacha, we're machmir, that a Bishal Afra Bishal only if something is Nisbashal called Sarfo, and therefore only once something is Nisbashal called Sarfo, are you allowed to take a Dabar Yavesh that already cooled off and put it Al Ha'esh in a way that doesn't violate an Isser Hafsar. And that pashut shat is true even if something is mistamik v'yafalo. Once it's mispashut kol sarfo, even if it's going to, the subsequent bishul is going to enhance the taste, still, that would be permissible. Once it's mispashut kol sarfo, a bishul achar bishul, the dover yavish. Shmir Shabbos kol chasa perik aleph se'if kaf in the new edition, os aleph, and footnote nun vav there, goes to following from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if you have a chalut, you have something, a tavshil that this bashel called tzarcha. Chalut's probably not the best example because depending on the consistency of the chalut, chalut may be a dabar lach, but let's say it's not wordy at all, or let's say we'll have to talk probably next time about how we define lach versus yavish, but some kind of a tavshil, a very non-wordy chalut, or some kind of tashil that has meat and bones. So Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying that if you have a tashil that is primarily meat, and the meat is all nisbashel kol sarfo, But there are bones that haven't yet been nispashel karsacha because it takes longer for bones to cook than for meat. And we're talking about the way it's presented in Shmir Shabbos, it's chicken bones. So you have a challenge with chicken bones, and the chicken bones are going to soften over time and potentially become edible when they get soft enough. So even if the bulk of the tafshel is already nispashel karsacha, but you have some bones that are not, you have to be makbid that potentially would be a vishal, akar vishal, or that potentially would still be vishal if you were to put it back al ha'ech, meaning in a situation where otherwise it would have been matir hafzara, where you have all the tanai hafzara, and you're putting it back on the fire in such a way that doesn't violate tanai hafzara. But if you have bones that aren't themselves nisvashim patzarcho, that potentially is a violation of an iser vishal. So, quote, Shmir Shabbos from Mishal Masah. Ramosha was asked about this in a late Shuva, Pele Dalit Simon Ayin Vav. This is 1980. So, likely Ramosha didn't write the answer himself. So, Ramosha was asked about this talk of Mishal Masahman from Tamida Yeshiva Hakadosha Derision. So, Tamida was the original Yeshiva, who heard about Mishal Masahman's talk, asked Ramosha this question. So Hine, the Dvar Cholent that has chicken meat, and you want to take the Cholent off the bleh, off the crock pot, wherever your Cholent is, Friday night. You take a little bit of Cholent to eat Friday night, and then you're going to put it back on. And you have these bones that are not fully nispashel yet. Is that a problem of potential dishel on the bones? He says he heard the Ravali Hara in Yerushalayim that asked her this. Ramosha says in the Tshuva that never heard anyone raise this question before. Maybe because in Europe, no one would ever take the challah off on Friday night, whoever heard such a thing. Especially because in Europe, it wasn't like you had it in your kitchen. You had the community bakery, and then you take, as I heard this from both of my grandparents, that you have your challah pot in the local bakery, and the local bakery had their oven open. So you put the challah in for Shabbos, and Shabbos morning, you come and take it and bring it to your house, because people didn't have the apparatus set up in their own homes to keep the challah on. So Moshe says, maybe that's why no one ever took challah, the challah never came up before. Because no one ever would eat challah on Friday night. And in America, people have meat. So in Eretz Yisrael, you talk about chicken bones. The chicken bones, maybe they talk it, do get soft, and people will eat them. No one would ever eat a meat bone. So it's not the shaila, is it no gay? So Moshe says that if you have bones that aren't really ro'i l'chila anyway, so maybe there's no vishal on them at all. Even though we find the sugya chavisa on daf ayin dalet, that you definitely have vishal on non-food items, but maybe that's only based on the specific items. You have batakas, we know that there's a mode of vishal for batakas because that's how you finish up the piece of matakas by Ruhit. When it comes to bones, and that edible, and there's no separate shear that we know of for cooking bones, so maybe there's no iser bishul there per se, especially if it's not, it's never going to be eaten. He has analysis about this question, whether there are different shear for visual for different objects. So if something's never going to become food, maybe you don't have to be concerned about visual. And he says, but since he heard or he saw that Shmuel Shabbos is mocking about this, you should go ask Rosh Hashanah what he thinks and share my response with him and see what he says. Rosh Hashanah responded, Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simen Vav. He saw Ramosha's response, and then he wrote back to Ramosha that in a fanani, if you have a kind of a bone where it's closed at all sides, it's so accessible, narrow that you could possibly eat, so then he would agree that you don't have to be choshe shmishon bishol, even if it's going to soften through time. He's going to soften the bone. It's easy to break them, but no one's really going to eat the marrow in that kind of situation. There's no concern. And there's not really a tikkun on the etzer. Shmir Shabbos, he was talking about chicken bones that are soft. And if you cook them normally, then people would eat the meat off the bone. And then you have a real problem, potentially, of bishul. If you're going to put it back ala esh, that's not considered this bashel. And even if you'll say that in Europe, no one ever had challah Friday night. But sometimes on Shabbos morning, you may take the challah off the flame to see if it's properly cooked. And then put it back. So it's nogay, even according to that.
He's concerned for meat on the bone or the bone?
He's concerned that the bone itself is going to get soft enough that you could basically eat part of the bone. Or that the marrow currently is inaccessible, but if the bone softens, then you'll be able to eat the marrow that's inside the bone. So if the bone is not going to be edible at all, then Shlomo Zalman agrees that you don't have to be concerned. And the next tshuva in Yigas Moshe Fevel Dalet Siman Ayin Zayin is a response to Shlomo Zalman. Maybe you're right in Eretz Yisrael, where people are poor, and no one has poor people can't afford meat in their challahs or meat bones, so they have chicken bones. So maybe the Mitzvahs are correct. But in America, whoever heard of putting chicken bones in your challahs? And even in Eretz Yisrael, there are rich people that presumably don't put chicken bones in their challah. So for that, it shouldn't be a concern. And he says, he doesn't think that your regular balabasta lifts the challah off the flame on Shabbos morning to check if it's cooked. Only time that may happen is if you're in a hotel and we're serving a lot of people. So then the hotel, they may take it off. But in the hotel, they're not serving chicken bones anyway. They're only serving meat bones. But no self-respecting hotel would ever serve chicken bones. So then he doesn't think that question is relevant to Mitzias. Because even if you're going to argue the bone gets softened, now you can suck out the marrow. But that's not considered bishul. You're just, that's tikkun kli. So at the end of the day, he's not really concerned. But the point of difference between Moshe and Shlomo Zalman is kind of minimal. Moshe acknowledges potentially that if you have a kind of a chicken bone that you really would eat if it softens, and that's the norm, then maybe there is concern about bishul. And Shlomo Zalman acknowledges that meat bones that no one would eat because it's so hard anyway, there's no concern about bishul. So the point of contention here is relatively limited.
Is there a point of contention in the bone?
So Ramosha is not fully convinced that even the chicken bone is really b'chlal bishul, because he thinks that most people wouldn't eat that, and maybe there's a bala daito isakala consideration. He says, if you're in a city, a lot of people eat these kinds of bones, and they actually think that there is taste in it. So then, for them, it would be us. But short of that, if that's not the norm, then he thinks you don't have to be concerned. So Rosh Hashanah didn't address that last point, but this is at the second volley of Chulas at the end. So that, you know, that may be the point of contention, whether there's a Bala Daito Isopodam here, if some people would eat that kind of a chicken bone or soft enough to get the marrow and eat a little bit of it and enjoy that, is that a concern? Rabbi Carr quotes from Rav Eliashiv that when it comes to chicken bones, that it, once a chicken bone is cooked for 4 hours, that's considered, as, to the extent that we're worried about dishel by chicken bone, that's considered a special tzarfo. So if it's cooked for 4 hours before Shabbos, then you want to take the challenge off the bluff on Friday night, that would be okay. Rabbi Carr quotes another, or suggests another possibility as to how to look at this shayla of the chicken bones. So the yisod is a correct yisod, whether the application is bakreya, you could maybe argue on. But the yisod that he points to emerges from, among other places, the shaf in Shin Yud Ches of Katan Dalet.
The shaf?
Sorry, the Taz. Thank you. The Taz is Simon Shin Yud Ches. We just discovered a manuscript of the shop in our fight. the Taz in Shin Yud Ches, Sukkot and Dalet. Reading in the middle. Ulamai de Kasafni Bisamuk de Latour, Ein Kliam in a Torah, Akar Machal ben Rusai, Elam Midraban and Asir, Shabri Eshkilik Bethat. The Tuni Arli, the Eshkilik Zah, Filu Bibin a Torah. So he's discussing over here. The distinction that the Rama makes, which we'll talk about a little bit later, between Misamik V'yafalo and Misamik V'rela. The possibility that we're only concerned about Bishal Akar Bishal if the, maybe even by Dabar Lach, we're only concerned about Bishal Akar Bishal if the new Bishal is going to enhance the taste. But if it's Misamik V'rela, if the new Bishal does not enhance the taste, maybe there we would say Ein Bishal Akar Bishal, even the Dabralach. So on that, the Taz says, the Tunir Li, Yeshkil Zah, Filu B'min HaTorah. Even if we're talking about Bishal on a Daraisa level, and we're concerned that Yesh Bishal Akar Bishal, after, let's say, Nisvashik HaMachal Medusai, once it reaches the Asaladas for liquids, we're concerned about Bishal Akar Bishal Min HaTorah. Still, you may distinguish between the Stamik V'yafalo and the Stamik V'ralo. The Kaimelan, the Melechas Shabbos, the Melechas Nach Shabbos Asatara. Because the governing principle by defining Melechos is Melechas Nach Shabbos. Behind the Maidya Nichole. Melechas Nach Shabbos reflects that the Melecha is beneficial, is Nichole. The Zebel Chameim, Lahafig Sinaso, Lo She Yistamik Ode. Narello, he hayatoblo hayasu the fashina shavus kavlus tamim. So if you're going to put an object proximally to the heat in order to take out the chill, and their subsequent heat is not beneficial to the product, it's a case of mistamik v'ralo. So maybe that's not going to be a problem. Bishalachar bishal, because that's a pisarin and lachas nashas. If it's not your intention to heat it up, and the heating up is of no benefit to you, even if it's an incidental result of what your objective is, because your objective is to take the chill off of something. Mele, they end up getting heated, but that heat is not mitzvah v'yafal, but that heat is mitzvah v'rello. So because lachas nashas is asur Torah, there's no... That's not a melacha of the rest. And then he points out that Chavis Asa says something similar in Yeridaya, in the Simon Sadi Alif Sukkotan Hay. Chavistasi Rene Simon Sadi Alif Sukkotan Hay. Here the Chavistasi is talking in the Sugya of Tataga. So it should have been the case, if we say Tata Gavar, that the bottom object, if you place object A or object B, that the visual goes from the bottom to the top, that the bottom object would be the vashel, the top object. So it should be usher on Shabbos. If you have a mechab, you have your water kettle that is hot water, and you're putting a large quantity of cold water into the kettle to take off the chill of the cold water. So Tata Gavar would tell you that there's going to be visual, at least a click, at least a kedei klipa on the point of contact. If you have hot water in the bottom, once you pour in a lot of cold water, it's not going to end up becoming net hot because it's too much cold water. You're just going to take the chill out of the cold water. But strictly speaking, in halacha, shouldn't there be a bishul kedei klipa because of Tata Gavar that the hot water in the bottom is going to be the bishul kedei klipa on the point of contact with the cold water? So we don't say that. The Chavazah says that's because melachas mashavas asa Torah, that here the bishul is nowhere your attention. Your attention is simply to put the cold water in to take the chill out of the cold water, and nothing's actually heating up. So even if technically in Hilchos Isser V'Hetter you should have a bishul kedei klipa, that's not defined as bishul in Hilchos Shabbos, because when it comes to Shabbos, melachas not Shabbos asar tar. So those two marmakomas, it has here and the Chavasas and Yerideya, are, you know, reflect this idea that melachas not Shabbos asar tar governs the parameters of bishul to some extent.
This is Munzer, actually, there are one.
It's
in a large quantity of water, cold.
So that's going to be mutter. That's going to be mutter. That we'll talk about a little bit later in the simon. So it could be the because it sounds like in Shabbos it's not defined as bishul at all. I mean, the Chavos hasn't bothered about this distinction between Tata Gavar Shabbos and in Isser V'Hetter. It says because Melachas Mashavas Asa Torah, that's not considered bishul in Shabbos at all. So you're saying so not Melachas Mashavas, just still being Isser Rabbanan. So you know, sometimes if you know, Melachas Mashavas may definitionally say that's not a malacha. We're not even concerned with the rabbi. That's his presentation there.
You're saying
it's
not
a secretion. You're saying it's definitionally not malacha because Melachas Mashavas has the power, and that's not. And this is not reflective of your interest. The Ricard says maybe the same thing is true over here, that even if there is going to be some bishul going on scientifically on these bones, but since you have no interest in the bones cooking and the bones are part of a larger top shell, so we define bishul in terms of the top shell as a whole. The top shell as a whole is a top shell that's mevushal, even if there may be some pieces of it that aren't in this bashel kosarcho, because you have no interest in those pieces cooking per se. And that might be a more dramatic extension of this idea of the top of Abzas, but Rabbi Karp suggests that in addition to what the Ramosh writes. He thinks that all things being equal, You should be matnir at least Friday night, at least until the bones are, if in principle, he thinks her Moshe is correct. But since we're talking about an Isser Bishel, so you should be matnir at least unless the bone, because of the Yashav, at least until the bones are nisbashel to matnir on your side. I'm not sure where this, you know, how you define Mafa was designed in terms of bones, where Yashav got the 4 hour chicken bones from, or how Mafa was designed for meat bones to be. And he assumes that by the next morning, it should definitely be Mafa was designed. It was not the special called Tzarcho. So, since anyway, according to Afton Mishonim, why is this the special to Mafa was designed as though Mishonim for Mishonim? He thinks that in practice you could be make a once it's mispash kamacham and decide. So he got 4 hours for chicken bones, it's mispash kamacham. It doesn't tell you what macham and decide and meat bones is, but if it's the next morning, then it's definitely at least macham and decide for meat bones. Don't know what kind of lab we would need to figure this out. Especially if macham and decide is defined based on. Not sure.
Was there someone down there who said that it's based on the time? It's not important anymore. I don't know if you guys saw that. One of that pronoun, I think, said that time on your side was just based on the time.
Called the rush.
Okay. Yeah. I think it said that. I mean, based on the time it takes to cook. But I don't know how you would define how much time it takes to cook a meat bun if you never can eat it anyway. Okay.
Or the carp was, you also referring to meat bones, not just chicken bones.
Yeah, the chicken bones, he posted with Eliyashiv that lasts us 4 hours, it's a special called tzarcha. Meat bones take a lot longer, but he thinks that Lemaisa, even if it's only in a special called tzarcha, I'm going to do sorry that you could be made. He posted that from Eliyashiv. How many people put bones in John?
You do it.
Yeah, I saw it years ago because I couldn't tell what the bones added since no one eats them. And why should I pay extra money to buy bones? If no one's gonna eat them.
It's true. Allegedly, they add flavor.
Right, but I'm not such a. I wouldn't know how to tell the difference.
I hear that. That is true.
It's been years since we've put bones in our John.
My father in law also eats the marrow. Loves the marrow.
Right.
So that probably gets cooked to kol tzarcho much quicker than the bones.
Right. Okay. So, mistimas loshonos that we've seen so far, there's no distinction in bishel achar bishel between a davar lach and a davar yach. That's the position of the Rashba Lamedes. That's the position of the Rambam, wherever we explain the Rambam, but that's the position of the Rambam, that there's no evidence of any distinction between a davar lach and a davar yavesh as far as a bishel achar bishel. The Rush in Siman Yud Aleph understands based on Rashi. There's some discussion as to whether the Rush assumes this by itself. Michael Cohen is about to report about it, but he's Michael Cohen thinks, and I think that's was generally assumed that the Rush in the end endorses Rashi and Balafa. But the Rush understands, based on two Rashis, that Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal B'davar Lach. And only by Davar Yavesh has Ein Bishal Achar Bishal, but by Davar Lach, Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal. That's first Rashi on Daf Yuches Amud Beis. Right here, talking about a Nora Kura, a pot that is removed from the flame. The Gemara says, Gemara raised the question by Yora Kura, are we concerned about Hadassah that's stirring? Says Rashi, what's the concern about stirring? You take the Pad wolf flame in his carrot. The happy fa ubimivushal habi bishal. So you're stirring, you're moving it around. And if it's something that's already cooked, habi bishal. Says the Rush. The Manu, Shaf Bitafshil, Shenis Bashel, Vinitsane, Shayafe Bishel, Haven Shayeshbo Mashka. The hard Armenian college about the family of the Shabbos, Shabbos of the family of Shabbos, high new Dabri Yavish. The God, Tony Gula said, the Rebbe Abba. The Rosh says, Rashi, and that few fast tells you that if you're Magus, even if it's Mabushal, have a bishop. The Vardaf Kofem Hay says that if you're ready, be the bishop before Shabbos, Shabbos of the family of Shabbos. No bishop, have a bishop. So the Mishnah goes from, hey, let's be talking about a dog bar yavesh. And that's the example of Tangolasa to the Rabba. And Rashi and Afyafes is talking about a dog or lach. And there we're concerned about Bishal Achar Bishal. The Rashi says that also explains the Rashi on the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. There in the context of Hatmana. Mara says, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rava, Nema Amru Ein Tom Nimidavar She'ena Moses Hevel Mishecha Shecha. So why is it that you can't insulate on Shabbos when Shabbos begins if it's a Dover Moses Hevel or something increases the Hevel? Zera Shema Yarsia. So what's the concern over here? Says Rashi, Mishecha Shecha, Kida Tanav Masnisin, the Tonin is a famin, Haimid is Avicha Shecha, Avadicha Shecha in Tonin, the Stam of Manavadavar Shein of Moshe Hevel, Bilu Vadavar Moshe Hevel, Filmu Vadomasar, Kida Tan Perdal, Ein Tom Lumber Defes, Say Rashama Yimsa Kide Russo, Shenit Stanina, Kishigir Salat Mina, so what are we concerned about? Maybe you'll see that your pot cooled off when you want to do that atmana, and you're going to heat it up. So the reason that it goes around atmana is because you may come to heat it up. So what are we talking about over here? Where are we concerned that you're going to come heat it up? I am Bishal, I'm Bishal. So it must be here too. We're talking about Dabar Lach. So there are situations where we're concerned, Shema Yarsia, you may come to Bishal even if it's already fully cooked. That's only with Dabar Lach. So Rashi and Daf, good. That's talking about Dabar Lach. Rashi and Daf, Lam and Daf is talking about Dabar Lach. And the Mishnah Kofem Hey is talking about a Dabar Yavish. The other Rishonim understand the concern of the Gemara and Daf Lamed Daled differently. That Shema Yarsia isn't a concern of Bishal, it's a concern of either it's a concern of Mavir, that you may come to actually light the flame. Or Zeir Shema Yarsia is some kind of Matters. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes at the beginning of Bereishis and Zayin, that most Mishnah understand that it's not a concern of Shemir Yasiyah Chadishol, but it's a concern that the fact of the fallen is Chai Nishum Mavir. The Beis Yosef explains that the other Mishnah that understand the Gemara and Daf Lamed Daled is expressing a concern of Mavir. So they presumably don't have this distinction between Dabar Yavish and Dabar Lach. Otherwise, they should have been the fire system, like Rashi. Now we're talking about Dabar Lach, or Yesh Bish and Akavish. But Rashi, as Rashi points out, says we're concerned about Bishal. And Rashi distinguishes between Dabar Lach and Dabar Yavish as far as a Bishal Akavish. Why would you make that distinction? Why would you say a Bishal Akavish is only the Dabar Yavish and not the Dabar Lach? Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Yud Bet of Katan Kaf Tes. Shin Yud Bet Kaf Tes. The Dabar Lach came and she'azu chami buso. Once it cools off, then it's dying. Batal mimenu shein mishul harisha. That's what we call azalei bishula. And when it comes to davar yavesh, if you cook a piece of chicken, so the cooking has had an effect on the chicken. You had a piece of chicken that wasn't edible. Now you have a piece of chicken that was edible. It cools off. You still have an edible piece of chicken. Not a hot piece of chicken, but an edible piece of chicken. If you have a liquid, so if you, at least we'll see some liquids, if you heat it up, you have a hot liquid. If you cool it off, now you have a cold liquid. But the cold liquid after it cooled off is no different than the cold liquid before you heated up the first time. So the effect is no, or perhaps limited, but for now they say there's no lasting effect of the original bishul. That's utterly lazy shula. So for all intents and purposes, it's like it was never cooked. Ibn Kudeger writes this in the end of Siman Reish Nun Gimel. And the Shisas Shabbos explains along these lines in his Akdamat to Bishul Os Lamed Beis. Right, when it comes to Tavshil Shidisvashil Potzarcho, Tama Osim Balach Shinitzanim, Humishum Shababla Pu'ula Sabishul, Achar She'ei Roila Ochlo Tzone. If you're heating up a liquid to eat it hot, once it cools off, there's no more effect of the bishul. The Priva Gadin has the following comment in the beginning of Siman Reish Nun Daled. Eshel Avraham Reish Nun Daled Sukkot and Aleph. Then maybe this notion of Azalei Bishulo doesn't apply across the board when it comes to all forms of Dabar Lach. This is halfway through this piece of Eshel Avraham. We'll look over near at Reish Nun Daled Aleph. Yedaf Gamayim V'yayin V'shemen So when do we say, in essence, a bishul, the yesh bishul of a bishul davar lach? That's if you have a davar lach like water or wine or oil, where the fire isn't necessary to make it edible so much. That it's edible without heating it up, without cooking it, and you're not cooking per se, you're heating up, habishol huachim, as opposed to a piece of chicken where you're changing the mahus of the piece of chicken by cooking it, you've affected the change in it. When it comes to water or yayin, you're just heating it up, but you're not making it any more edible. Tilka, kol shenitzanein, yesh habishol. So So once a kulhuah, so there's no more effect of the original bishul. But if you have chicken fat or duck fat, or you have gravy, so it is liquidy, but if you have gravy that was never cooked, it's not edible until you cook it. The two, so there, even though it's a liquid, even though consistency-wise it's a dover lach, but there you don't say azalei bishul because there is an effect that was created by the bishul that exists even after it cools off. This gravy was not edible before you heat it up. Now it's edible. So there, it's not just chimum, it's not just heating it up, but it's bishul, it's actually cooking it. And that effect exists after it cooled off. And there, we would treat that potentially as a davar yavesh and not as a davar lach as far as a bishul or bishul within the shita that distinguishes between davar yavesh and davar lach.
Just interesting because, like, we saw like the back of the deer shoe, and they're talking about ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody was invoking this, and everyone was invoking just like defining lachness, like.
Right. So we don't generally assume like this distinction of halacha. We'll talk about ketchup probably next time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you could take the azalei bishulam approach and still dispute the people about this distinction.
Right.
You could say that fundamentally. Well, you can say one of two ways. Either fundamentally, anytime there's a davar lach, it's azalei bishulo in that the effect of the bishul is still more minimal than the effect by a regular kashil, or some kind of a or you take the approach that we define lach in terms of category because in most situations of lach, it's considered ultimately bishula because the bishula has a less effect. Even if you have a specific number lach where there is an effect, but in the big picture, we still view that as part of the family of number lach, which is defined by ultimately bishula.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll see both those possibilities in the thought. But that's the distinction that Bibagadim suggests. The Mereshit Moshe isn't sure whether he stands by that at the end. It sounds like he does, but Mereshit Moshe isn't sure if the people got to actually hold for that Lamapa at the end. But that's his distinction that Azalei Bishul is only relevant where there is really no lasting effect, that it wasn't necessary to heat up this liquid in order to make it out.
Just about the last part of the family of thought. No, it only makes sense that each special commercial is abundant. You say it's a little plug that all the other luck that they start right set is that it doesn't make sense if we just do the whole thing as other luck.
Well, then you could formulate it as a layer of some sort or extension of, since we're talking about the rice, so we'll ask for that as part of the package.
No, the green doesn't say no, same up from that, right?
Peter Brothers, like, correct. I am going to say that within the Peter Brothers.
What was that?
I wasn't saying that within the Peter Brothers. I was saying that if you could dispute the distinction of the Peter Brothers, it'd be Mahmir on any Dover Lach, and still have some kind of an other way to show an approach.
Okay,
here. So we'll come back to this decision of the people God and then whether it's accepted, and whether in the other direction water may be a totally separate category to judicial. But before that, we showed and quote the following for Rabbeinu Yonah. Since you have Shabbos in front of you, let's take a look at the Ran here, Al-Arif, Ran on Daf Kaf. Days of Aleph, that be Riff. There's also the Lees of Beni Yon and Bava Basra, and that's your test of the Aleph, Tibur Maskel, Tanai Hakam. For those of you who have Bava Basra here,
that's in front of you. That's clear.
You are.
Yeah,
right, you're going to share, right? Okay, good. So, but you're not going to get to that test. Right
now. Sorry?
You probably wanted to get to that test.
Right. So take a look at the Rad of the Rift, Kafes and Aleph. Let's just jump in. Second long line, Barav Rabbeinu Yonah. Barav Rabbeinu Yonah is Al-Kasa, Beleshen of Zah. Mashela Gedola Takat Yak Sasa'am. So there's the following mishal that people aren't careful about. That Tomdin Kumkum Shalmayim Chamin. So they take a kettle of hot water and insert it into a pot on Shabbos. You have a pot that has food in the pot, and then you're putting a kettle of hot water into this pot that has food, and that's going to heat up the food or contribute to the heating up of the food. And the improvement of it. Upa'amim, sha'echad ein yasaleh desbao, ya'acher yasaleh desbao. And sometimes you have this piece of meat in the pot, which is not yasaleh desbao, and the kumkum you're putting it is yasaleh desbao, or vice versa. Umisbasho, sevazah. And then you're affecting bishol because you're putting something that's yasaleh desbao in contact with something that's not yasaleh desbao and heating it up. The nimsu of Asher Shabbos, that's a potential problem of Bishol. The afilu of Shnei of Yatzaledes Behem, and even if they're both Yatzaledes Behem, Ikaman the Amr Bishalmi, Eroi, Eina Kikli Bishol. Ukeshem Aaron Amayim La'alter, she has a Mekli, Avishay Rosh, and Pasaka Kusi Kasu, Bulavasho, Kitin Kushay, Shem Bavasho. So Eroi is not a concern at the moment. Umayim bevushalin in paska risichasan yesh bevishal bishal. And if you have water that's cooked, that cools off, yesh bevishal bishal. Okay, so at that line, Rabbeinu Yonah is assuming yesh bevishal akar bishal bedavar lach. Eilu dvar is also the Ran. Lo yadati minayin lo. Shrei kol sheba b'cham b'lnei Shabbos, shodos b'cham b'shabbos, af b'shitzon and gomer. So the Ran can't understand how you could possibly distinguish between Dover Yavish and Dover Laf as far as Bishol Afar Bishol, but the Rabbeinu Yonah clearly does, and he assumes that there is going to be a problem of Bishol by this water if it's Paskar V'Sichasan and then it's being heated up again. Okay, now look at the Shildi Agiborim in the previous page. You have to turn the page. It's Kaf Aleph of the days, Os Gimel. He quotes the Ben Yon, quotes the Ran. The Tabal Dvar of Haran, because of Lo Yad of Yinayin, Lo Dabar. It's been early, the Tabar Ben Yon, the Tabar Rosh, Rashi. It was after the Malad, it's been late, it's been Shalchai Bishop, called the Relach, Sheesh Bamarak. Rabbi Bleich would say that the real word is Merek, not Barak. The Mechalkin being Tavshil Yavish to Tavshil Yeshba Merek, Kasher Gazati Lamalad Dati. Fine, so that's not such a kasha. He also like the Rosh, the Rashi, that Yeshba Shalaka Bishal, the Davar, Lach. Okay, so in this Rabbeinu Yonah, you see he holds Yeshba Shalaka Bishal with Davar Lach. If it is Nistane, if it cools off. It's Yosef quotes from the Ben Yerucham, quoting from Ben Yonah, that there's Bishal Akar Bishal Malach only if it's Mistamek V'yafala. That Bishal Akar Bishal Malach is only a concern if the subsequent Bishal is going to improve the object that you're cooking. So the Igle Kal asks in Sipkati Nefes Osei, how could that be? On the one hand, there are many Yerucham quotes in the Ben Yonah that B'damer Lach Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal only if it's Mistamek V'yafala. But water is Mistamek V'rala. Further heating water, after it's already been heated, doesn't at all improve the water. So the Rebbe Yonah that the Ram quotes, the Rebbe Yonah of Basra is talking about heating water, and he says that's subject to Bishal after Bishal. And yet, the Rebbe Yonah quoted by the Rebbe Yerucham, quoted by the Beis Yosef, says, Yesh Bishal after Bishal Dabar Lach, only if it's Mistamek V'yafala. So the Igle Kal first says, maybe the true Rebbe Yonah. It can't be that the same Rebbe Yonah would make both of these statements. Then he says, not necessarily.
There was an
Ashkenazi. That's what we know of. Mm-hmm. And the Igle Kal, the next paragraph will say, you don't have to say that it's true Rebbe Yonah. That's his initial off the cuff. Reaction is that it must be maybe the two Rebbe Yonahs. And then he says you don't have to go that far. You don't have to create another Rishon that doesn't exist. Why not? It says as follows. So when it comes to metal, he demonstrates that if you heat up metal, then it cools off, and then you heat it up again, you're chayav the second time. I ain't bishal achar bishal. Bishal achar bishal is by food. It says that just like by metal, yesh bishal achar bishal, so too by mayim, the chimuvo hu bishulo. As we saw in the Prima Gadim, that when it comes to mayim, the bishal is really chima. You're just heating it up, you're not changing its composition. So once it cools off, and you heat it up again. So now that's a new chiyuv, because the initial bishul had no effect. Just like when you heat up metal, when it cools off, then that's a new active bishul. Says Chayim Mashma that when it comes to water, the definition of bishul is different than by regular food. The Mishnah in Kira Lamavam and Beis refers to chamin and tafshil. So, why do you need to mention both? So it sounds like tafshil is one sug of bishul, and hot water is another sug of bishul. Bryce Lam and Zayin chamin shehukvu tafshil shabishul. So that's unique to water. Not to any other davar lach. Any other davar lach, the bishul is going to have some kind of an effect. And word is unique in that there's no lasting effect of the bishul. So whether Beni Yonah says, Abay Davar Lach, Yesh Bishal Lach Bishal only if it's the Samik Fiafalo, that's talking about other Davar Lachs. But water is unique. It's supposed to be the Gadim that says water, Yayin, Shem, it's all the same. Ili Dal thinks that water is unique. There's nothing else like water. And there, water is more like Matakas. So there, yesh bishul lach bishul by water, because totally ozle bishulo, as opposed to anything else, where there's some effect of the bishul. The Igli Tal suggests, then he walks away from this later in the Ashvatos, the Igli Tal in Sifkat and Yuzalid suggests that everyone would agree when it comes to water that yesh bishul achar bishul. Even all the Rishonim that say ein bishul achar bishul, even b'davar lach, even the Rashba, even the Rambam, whoever makes no distinction between a davar yavish and a davar lach would have to agree that when it comes to water, yesh bishul achar bishul. If you have water that's mitzdanein legamri, then yesh bishul achar bishul. Igli Tal then walks that back, but he makes that suggestion, and that's his understanding of Rabbeinu Yonah. So the particular application of how we view water in terms of the bishul done to water, we'll come back to next time. But Hanogelin Yenena right now is that the Igli Tal makes a suggestion to understand what he presents as a steer of Beni Yonah's. One of the Beni Yonah's says that yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach, including mayim. And on the other hand, he says that, and mayim is mistamim v'ralo by definition. On the other hand, he says that if it's mistamim v'ralo, ein bishul achar bishul b'davar lach, there's no, that ein bishul achar bishul b'davar lach by mistamim v'ralo, that's only by shar mashtim, if you will, by other davar lach, but mayim is unique. And mayim, even if it's mesam kurello, is subject to bishul achar bishul. That's the suggestion of the Avnei Nezer to explain the Beni Yonah. Shvi'is l'Shabbos, I have another suggestion. Shvi'is l'Shabbos in the Sagdama, but not in the Adam, in the actual bishul section in Oskaf. And maybe water is different and subject to a different definition because water is also usable for rechitza. So even if it's not mitzameh v'yafalo for drinking purposes, but it is, the bishul has a positive effect to make it usable for rechitza, and therefore, for our purposes, that's ke'ilu, it's mitzameh v'yafalo, because the subsequent bishul has a positive effect.
Is that like a big expansion of the stomach be up and low though? Because I thought like part of the stomach be up and low is that further cooking is helpful to this point. And right. This would be something then that would never be subject to the stomach be up low because it's always going to be better for washing pot. But you can't really work in the water as it pertains to the pizza.
So that's what he's saying. He's saying that when it comes to water, maybe water is a unique category. Abinazer says water is a unique category because that's a super azalate Yeshua. And the Shita Shabbos is saying, what is the new category? Because it's also right Lurchitza. So for that reason, there's a To'elis in the Vishal, even if it was already Nisvashim before. So do we assume like this for Ben Yona that distinguishes between Nisamek Viyafalo and Nisamek Viralo? So the Mechaber makes no mention of it here. The Mechaber in Sedalin, Tafshil Shenispashil Potzarcho, Yesh Bamishim Bishal in Nitzanim. Here we're talking about a Dov or Lach. But if it's Nispashil Potzarcho, there's a problem with Bishal in this time. No mention of the distinction between the Stamik Fiyafalo and the Stamik Varelo. The Ramah says, Yesh Orim, Dafkim, and Stamik Fiyafalo. That's the Rebbeinu Yerucham Hashem, Rebbeinu Yonah. The Minchas Kori thinks that the Beis Yosef must hold the Bis Rebbeinu Yonah. He gives a lot of press time to the Beis Yosef. And the fact that he doesn't mention explicitly Shulchan Aruch, that's because he didn't need to. But he definitely holds of Rebbeinu Yonah. Ramah clearly didn't understand the Mechaber that way because he says, Yesh Omrim, Dafke Mitzame Yachalo. Says the Bir Agra, Fay Mashmi Mashikas, the soul sit fast. The shame of any of them. Take a look at Sifas. And the father says, car, if you have something cold that's already fully cooked, and you're putting it on a kettle on the fire, Here the Mechaber distinguishes between a Dover Yavesh and a Dover Lach. And within a Dover Lach, it's only a problem if it's Mestamek V'Yafalo. That sounds like this position of the Rebbeinu Yerucham, that Dover Lach is only problematic with Bishal or Bishal if it's Mestamek V'Yafalo. Then says the Grub, Avami Mashikasim, the Simulation of Zion, says Zion. After the Los really Dom came by the mother of the Mistam Zarala. What's that? Stimulation of Zion to Zion is Hilchos Hatmana. So there the Mechaber writes, Haheva Dasvina Hatmana, I feel that there was Vishala, that's called Sarfo, Asvinan, I feel the Mistam Zarala. So there's no distinction in Atmana between Nisamek V'Yafalo and Nisamek V'Rala. The Magen Avraham here quotes back in Shin Yud Ches that the Bach is Machmir. The Magen Avraham sits back in Yud Gimel. The Bach is Machmir. That even if it's Mestamek V'Rala, Yesh Bishal, Akar Bishal, the Dover Lach. That's in Mishabrua Cafe. Yafalo, going on the Rava. Aval im is Tami Kuralo, Mudra Lania, some of Lamadura. I feel about what she has led this, but if it's in Tami Kuralo, then you are allowed to put in a place where it could be Shiazza led this, though. I am a Bab, Shapasa, because Farbi Shona, they chilak was that. Okay, Mashmavir, Hagra, that the Gon says he's information in Zion. That we don't distinguish between Nistame the Yafalo, Nistame the Ralo. And that's what Bishop Burr writes in Samath Bayes as well, going on Sifes. Now the Kolosh and Sifes have Milosha Beni Glucham. Yasa the Shitasi, Nisko El, the Sifdal and Bahaga, the Dapka and Nistame the Yafalo, Azish Bishop, Akar Bishop. Ladina, Karkasav, the El. The Sith Dalid, the Lacha Kishar Poskin, they Machalkim is F. After Machalkim, after the summer, Gagamut, Shasasam Sham, the Lishan of Ben Yucham, Nakat, the Azil. That Stimus Lashem Machalkim Sith Dalid is that we don't distinguish against the Mithos Kohen. Even though the Machalkim Sith Kass says we do distinguish, they were the Machalkim Sith Kass is simply quoting Ben Yucham, who is the source of that Alacha. But he doesn't accept Rav Yerucham lock, stock, and barrel. He doesn't accept the distinction between Mitzvah of the Yafalo and Mitzvah of the Rala. And we will have suggested that maybe the Ramah here in Sif Dalet is talking about Dabar Lach to the exclusion of Mayim. When it comes to Mayim, there's a Svar of Azalei Bishulo, as we saw in the extreme in the Iblei Tal. So there, if it's the extreme Azalei Bishulo, then there won't be a distinction between the stomach of the Yafalo, the stomach of the Rala. And the Hathmada context of Ration and Zion, they be talking about Maya. It's only by other Dabar Lach that we distinguish between the stomach of the Yafalo and the stomach of the Rala. That way, maybe the Gon Kasha isn't an insurmountable Kasha. And maybe Ration and Zion can be consistent with Shindir Bess. But in practice, subject to what we'll see about the Shita Sarma in general, but to the extent that the Mechaber here paskins that Yesh Bishal Akar Bishal even the Dabar Lach, it would be Machmir even if it's Mistame Virala. That's all modified by what the Ramah writes in Sifta Zion, Sifta Zvav. The Mechaber says, Darish and Esvash of Kot Sarko, Hu Yave, Shein Bo, Marak, Mutul, I need to go connect with the Dura, think about the Shiach. If you have something that's fully cooked and it's Yavesh, you're allowed to put it opposite the flame on Shabbos, even if it could be Shiach Ledesbo, because Abish Alachar Bishal. And here there's no Mexican Mavashal because you're not putting it ala ish, you're just putting it near the fire. Feeling it's done in kvar. That's true, even if already pulled off. In Hurosea, feel with Davish Yeshba Marak, Mutter. If it's still hot, even if it's a Dabar Lach, Mutter. Yeshma Kilu Lomar, the Kosha A knows no agave ish, O Akira Mamish. Wrap samachlo. If you're not putting it on the fire, mamish, then I feel it is time in mutter. Even if it cools off, it's mutter. The nagul hakel in lo is time legari because you can the el simin reish nun gimel. The minig is to be makel even in a dover lach, as long as it's not in the time in legari, even if it has cooled off somewhat. So what is this based on? Dark emotion doesn't really explain over here. He references Reishon and Gimel in the Achzara context, but it's not so clear over there either what this is based on. And that we'll see, I think we have to wrap up now, it's not enough yet, but that we'll see is a machlokas achronim in the Ramah. Does the Ramah in principle assume that Yesh Bishalachar Bishal Medavar Lach, and where Nakel, the minute reflects a Kula, if it's not Nisan Lagamri, or in principle, a Bishalachar Bishal Medavar Lach, and the minute reflects a Chumra, that we're going to be Machmer if it is Nisan Lagamri, or maybe the Ramah is reflecting a totally different position independent of the position of whether Yesh or Ein Bishal or Bishal with Dabrala. So we'll have to talk about that with Hashem next time. Then talk about the definition of what's considered Lach for these purposes. And then we'll move on to Bishal or Afia.